Hello.
Yes.
Sí, buenas. Mi nombre es Edgar Serna. Estoy llamando de parte de Opinion Research. Estamos haciendo una breve encuesta acerca de las elecciones que vienen ahora en noviembre. Me gustaría saber su opinión acerca de eso. ¿Me podría prestar un par de minutos? Es bien breve la encuesta.
Can you speak in English?
Sí, sí, sí. Claro que lo puedo hacer en inglés también. No problem. Okay. In English. Okay. Okay. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina?
New York.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Latina?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what year were you born? We want to make sure that we have a representative sample of all age groups. Can you please tell me what year you were born?
48.
The year. 1948. Thank 48. You so much. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that
vote.
You won't vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
Same
depending
thing.
On who the party is.
Okay, I understand. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? I have to write it down, so can you be specific about one thing that you think is the most important issue that is facing the nation right now?
What?
Something specific that you feel that is very important at this point, you know, this election is a very important election, the one coming up in November. What do you think is the most important? Okay. So what do you think is like the main issue that's going on in the nation right now? Anything?
To me, security.
Security, okay. Security, okay. Thank you. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one? Did you vote last time that there was an election, 2020?
I didn't vote, but I wanted to vote for Trump.
Who did you vote for, though?
Trump.
Did you vote? Oh, you did vote for Trump? Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate, Jules Stein, the Republican, or the Republican Donald Trump, or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. Republican Donald Trump. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
No, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden.
Well, give me a number. From
give me a number
100.
How? I don't understand.
Okay, it says here, using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means
there's
that
no chance I'll vote for Biden, no.
Oh, okay, well, that means 0 then, okay. How about
right.
Donald Trump? Give me a number, 0 to 100.
98.
Thank you. Okay. And thinking about the elections in this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, we'll be voting for the Democratic Kirsten Gillibrand or Republican Mike Sapricone. That's the Democrat is Kirsten Gillibrand and the Republican.
Yeah, maybe Kirsten, but I don't really have anybody in particular that I care for.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each other following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in the deportation race. Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't understand that. You have to. I didn't understand that.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize, should make it a priority to protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Do you agree? Somewhat, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree?
I disagree. I mean, I don't want any more immigrants because it's taking away from us, from the people that are here.
So you strongly disagree or you somewhat disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one is President Biden should make it a priority authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, being that they're here, I agree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Moving right along, we have 50%. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be done very quickly. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants, which tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Over 10 years?
Yes,
I disagree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference one way or another?
Doesn't make any difference to me one way or the other.
Thank you. A program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous condition, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, someone less likely, someone more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or will make no difference in.
I mean, whatever is good for them, you know, it's okay with me.
Okay, so much more likely then, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference? One way or another.
Makes no difference to me.
Thank you. A program that grants work permit and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, it makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Moving right along, we are 70% now. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each other following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have promised about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Okay.
Not at all concerned? Thank you.
No.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
A little concerned.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. What approach comes closer to your own view, Trump approach or Biden approach?
I don't really like Biden too much, but I agree with his approach.
Okay, thank you. So Biden approach somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your time. And after
how much more questions?
We're done.
It's getting long.
We are 80%. We almost done very, very quickly. I'm going to read it real fast. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president went on today, would you be voting for independent Robert Kennedy, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, the Republican Donald Trump, or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. The Republican Donald Trump, okay. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do? A friend, a family member, an acquaintance, a co-worker?
An acquaintance.
Thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? WhatsApp, the Spanish language radio programs, Univision, YouTube, Facebook, OAN, TikTok, MSNBC, Fox News, Instagram? What do you use to get your news?
In the TV news. TV news.
The Spanish? Univision?
No, not Spanish. English.
Oh, okay. YouTube, Facebook, ONN, MSNBC? Which one? Fox News?
NBC. NBC, okay.
Okay, thank you. We almost done. That's it. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. This is the last question. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Puerto Rico.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States, in the mainland, or on the island of Puerto Rico?
On the island.
Thank you. And what about your parents? I'm sorry. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English
both.
Than Spanish? Both. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I think of myself somewhat, because I'm not either a Republican or a Democrat. I vote for who I like.
So independent would be a better way to describe you?
Okay, fine.
Or other? Which one would you prefer? Independent,
independent
or other?
Independent. Put independent.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party, even though you're an independent? Which side do you go more, Republican or Democrat?
Depending on who's running, Democrat.
Okay. Okay, thinking in political terms, what would you say that would you consider yourself a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
Put liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Okay, some college. Okay. And what is your religion, if any?
If any? No religion. Don't write me down for religion.
No religion, okay. No religion, so you consider yourself atheist, agnostic, or just no religion? You don't practice any?
I don't practice any, but I'm not a atheist. But okay. I do believe in God.
Okay, no, that's not practice religion. Okay, that's not practice religion. That's not practice religion. Okay. And I think we're done here. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
What do you need my name for?
That's your first name, not your last name. Because it's the
Carmen.
Last one. Connie?
Let me down as Carmen, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Connie. And I think this is it, Connie. Thank you so much for all. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open in the way. Can we note that you are interested in the follow-up research study and that we may come to you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too, man. You too. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, holy.